Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Blessed Savior Lutheran Church. It's wonderful to see all of you here again. I have a couple of quick announcements before we begin. First of all, there's a COVID update. You heard that right. We are looking to reopen soon. I met with our elders of the church this week, and we determined that with everything going on and with things, even though things are ramping up in the country, things around here are staying pretty stable. So we are planning to reopen on July 26th. Now, this is going to be a little bit different than how we've normally done services in the past. This is going to be a new normal for everybody. So we're going to be only having one service. It'll be at our regular time, 9:15 a.m., as our summer schedule is. The reason why we're taking a couple of weeks to do this is there's some things that we need to do. For one, we need the time to get all the necessary equipment and sanitization products for the church. We need this so that we can keep all of you safe as you come to worship. We want you to come here and to not worry about the things in the outside world, to not worry about COVID, to not worry about being sick, but fully in the presence of God. And we can't do that if you all are worried about the germ. So give us some time. We're getting all the sanitization for your benefit. We also need time to get enough to gather some volunteers to help and organize the service so that we can attempt to meet as many of the CDC guidelines as possible. Of course, we're not going to be able to meet every single one of them. That means that we would actually not be able to sing, or we wouldn't be actually able to corporately confess our faith in voice. That's not something that we believe worship is. Worship is singing praises to God and confessing out loud with one another that we believe in this faith. Therefore, we are asking everyone when they come in to wear masks. We'll be wearing those throughout the entire service when we're singing and speaking. Emails will be sent out on reopening procedure for all congregation members starting this week. Along with that is going to be an email, or probably alongside that one, having where you sign up. We can have a total of 60 people here in service with us on a Sunday morning. That is what the elders found, that we can safely social distance. We need you to be very good about this. We ask you to please sign up with Sign Up Genius to have your spot reserved and make sure that you can come with us. This is so that we know who is coming and we can properly prepare and properly be able to help you in your service. Keep an eye out. Next Sunday, we'll be actually going to have a video explaining how we're all going to do this. Until then, we ask that you keep with us in your prayers as we continue to find out what works best. We thank you all for your patience that you have given us and the wonderful blessings that you have given us throughout this entire almost 4 months of doing this online church. And I cannot wait to see you all so soon. A couple of other announcements. We do have in the need for our Sunday school teachers in the fall. We are still looking for some help. We're looking, our Sunday school director, Lindsay Sherman, is still looking for as many people as she can. So if you would please contact the church office if you are interested in all of that, that'd be very appreciative. We are still planning on having Sunday school in the fall. Might look a little bit different, but God's word will still be taught. That is all the announcements that I have for this morning. So let's turn our hearts and eyes from the business of the church toward our Heavenly Father as we begin today's worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Our opening sentences come from Psalm 65. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation. The hopes of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. Praise is due to you, O God in Zion, and to you shall vows be performed. O you who hear prayer, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. The one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, who stills the roaring seas, the roaring of their waves, and the tumult of the peoples, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. You make the going out of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. We confess together our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. In today's epistle reading, Paul reminds us that the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Let us therefore go to our gracious Heavenly Father, confessing our sins. We take a moment of silence to confess these sins to our Father. In the Old Testament reading, God promises, My word shall not return to me empty. It shall accomplish and shall succeed. But we do not trust you in all things. We have sinned in thought, word, and deed. Forgive us, Heavenly Father. Then God tells us, You shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. But we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. Hear us, free us, and lead us in paths pleasing to you, Heavenly Father. In our gospel lesson, our Lord explains that the one who hears the word and understands it, bears fruit. By the grace of God, we believe and understand that Jesus, the Word of God in the flesh, succeeded in destroying death and rising victorious for us. For his sake, God forgives us and uses us to bear fruit for him. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may the word planted inside you proceed and produce a great harvest for our gracious Lord. Amen. Thanks be to God. And we take now a moment to share the peace with those around us. Let us pray responsibly. Gracious God, who has given us this good earth in which to live and who sends rain and sun to cause plants to produce fruit and grain for harvest, continue to send your life-giving word to us so that we resist the cares of this world and return to you a harvest of new sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our worship continues with readings from Holy Scripture.
The Old Testament reading for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost comes from the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the burr, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome, the 8th chapter. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. The grass withers, the flower fades.
But the word of our God will stand forever.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds were gathered around him, so that he got into a boat and sat down, and a whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. For when the sun rose, they were scorched. Since they had no roots, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown into his heart. This is what is sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word and proves unfruitful. As for what was sown in good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We continue worship with our children's message.
Well, hello everyone. It's so good to see all of you here. Here. I want to tell you a bit of a story. You just heard it in the gospel lesson we just heard Pastor talk about. You might have heard this story before in your Sunday schools about the parable of the sower. Now, I know a lot of you kids have like little maybe plants outside your homes. Maybe your mom and your dad do something called gardening. Maybe you've had to do some weeding. I know I had to as a kid. That's not fun. Pulling up weeds is, I don't like it. But there's a wonderful story. You see, all of you might know what a seed is. It's this little tiny, tiny thing that when you put it in the ground, it can grow into some big, wonderful plants. And you heard Jesus talking about planting seeds in today's gospel. And it's really cool how he explains it. Because he says that, you know, as a sower was going out, he was telling them a story, and he threw seed with just wildly all over the place. Now, if you start doing that, I think your mom and dad would be a little bit mad at you, because that would just make a big mess. It would go everywhere if you just throw all of these little tiny seeds, and you throw them everywhere and get all over the place. But that's what the sower does in the story. And so when he throws it out, it goes on some of a road. And, you know, a little bird picks it up and eats it away. It's gone. And sometimes when the sower would just throw that seed everywhere he goes, it would just go onto some shallow soil, meaning it wasn't very deep. It was maybe like that little much. So when it grew quickly because its roots, which give a plant all the life that it needs, that gives it all of the things that it needs to live, and water, and it was good to go until it got too hot. And then it died because didn't have any root. They were too shallow. Some fell on, when the sower was throwing all that seed, he threw it on some rocks. I don't know about you, but I don't think if you throw a seed on some rocky soil, and that shallow soil, it's going to grow. That's what this looks like. But then it fell on some thorns. Ugh. And it's those weeds again. You can't throw seed on weeds because then doesn't grow. Sometimes you'll end up taking a flower out of the weeds because they grow too close together. But some fell on good soil and produced wonderful plants. Beautiful, fruitful. And Jesus explained that that seed is God's word. And that God's word is sown everywhere. And he does it in love. Because he wants people to know about Jesus and how much he loves you, how much he cares about you, and that he died for you and rose for you. And he wants you to know that so that you can tell others about Jesus and that you look like this beautiful flower in the eyes of God. And that you would share that message with other people. But I want you to know how much God loves you, how much God wants you to tell others about him, and that he looks at you like this beautiful flower, precious and loved. And I want you to pray with me. So can you fold your hands and pray after me? Dear Jesus, thank you for making me your son, your brother and sister. And thank you for loving me, that you died for me. And help me to tell others about you. Amen. Well, thank you so much. It was wonderful seeing all of you here with us today. And we continue with our sermon hymn.
Oh, my dear.
Well, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I love telling stories. It's one of my most favorite things to do in the world. Recently, I've been loving telling bedtime stories to my son Daniel. All of the wonderful children's books that I can't even remember any of them from my childhood, and I didn't realize there's so many. I never realized how many Dr. Seuss books exist in the world until I had my first son. Ooh, but I enjoy it. I enjoy reading up to him late at night. And I enjoy reading him other stories. Some of Aesop's fables, some of the Grimm fairy tales, Mother Goose. And every time I read them, I find a little bit something I remember about them. A childhood memory about the happiness I first heard when I heard the daring rescue of all the grim fairy tales, even with scary times. Of all the funny words that Dr. Seuss would come up and the rhymes that he would do. My goodness, they were so wonderful. Fox and Socks will always be the worst book in the world. If you can read that, I give you full credit. I can't. But every time I read to my son and tell him a story, I always discover something new about how I read to him, about how that story speaks to me. Stories have a way of doing that to us. Being able to go and to look at a story we haven't read in so long or listened to with audiobooks in so long, we can discover something new, a different theme, a character's journey, and maybe something about us as well. The wonderful thing about stories is that they can become timeless. But a thing that's also very scary about them is those timeless stories can just be that. Stories. We can even categorize them as children's stories. Things for children to listen to, but for adults, we don't need those stories. We need more refined stories. Really gut-punching ones. Our parables that we have in the Bible are so wonderful. We remember many of them. But many times we relegate the parables of Jesus as nothing more than children's stories. We learn them in Sunday school. We can probably know most of them at least by name. Parable of the sower, parable of the prodigal son, parable of the good Samaritan. But remember them as children's stories. And there are wonderful messages for children in them. We heard one today about how much God loves us. And indeed, the parable of the sower does say about how much God loves us. But there's a reason why Jesus was telling this story. There was a reason why he was saying it to the crowd all of those centuries ago. But you see, on that same day, Jesus went out of the house. He was going out of this house, after debating with Pharisees and Sadducees about who he was. They still didn't believe from last week. We heard that. And now opposition is rising. The word is going out, and no one's listening still. God is at work. But why wasn't it working? What was getting in the way? Jesus is now gone out of the house. His own family doesn't want him. They're not listening to him. That very same day, Jesus goes out of the house. And he goes to the sea and sits down. Probably wants some time away. And a large crowd gathered so around him. So large that he had to take a boat and go off into the middle of the sea. And there he began teaching them and saying many things, parables. This one might be familiar to you. Jesus said, "A sower went out to sow. And as he was sowing, he spread it all over the ground. And some of the seed fell on the path, and the birds came and snatched it up and were eaten. Still others' seed was sown on shallow soil, where at once it grew. But as it grew fast, when the sun came out, it withered because it had no root, and it died. Still, some of that seed fell on thorny, among the thorns. And when it grew, the thorns choked it, and it died. But still others fell on good soil, and there it produced a bountiful harvest, 100 times, 60 times, 30 times. He who has ears, let him hear. A familiar story for many, or maybe for some of you the first time you've ever heard it. I've always often wondered what Jesus was mean by this. He actually goes on to his disciples and explains exactly what this story means. It's actually wonderful. We don't have to guess what any part of this story is. We actually know what each part is. For the sower is God himself. The seed is God's word. Jesus explained that the seed that fell on the path that was picked up by the birds is those who hear the word of God, but the devil comes, picks it up, and eats it. Doesn't have time to get any word in. They reject Jesus' words. Still others are like the word that fell on some rocky, shallow ground. Those who heard this word accepted it readily and quickly, and it sprang up, but as soon as the harshness of the world hit them, they dried up and died, and the word no longer lived in them. The ones that fell on the thorny path were those that heard the word of God, but the cares and the life and the material of the world choked the word of God, and it did not find root. And still others fell on good soil and produced a harvest worthy of God. There's been many people who have gone to try to explain this parable, explain what it means. They actually focus, and for the most part, a lot of the times we focus on the soil. What soil are we? What category are we? But this is not what the story is about. It's about Jesus' ministry. He was going and the word was flowing out of him. It was spreading wonderfully over all people. For Jesus was saying to everyone, "Come all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest." He spread that word wide. And some did not believe. Some believed but fell away. And some didn't want to give up what they had. And some believed and followed. I have conflict with this story. It's a hard one for me to wrestle with. Because I know what it means, and I know that I am firmly in that good soil. For the Holy Spirit has been given to me through my baptism, nourished me in its waters. And I hope and I pray have grown and have produced a harvest for God. I won't know that, but I follow him every day and believe that. But I wrestle with the story, because I know what the word of God does and what I want it to do. Because at many times I look around and I know what the devil is trying to do. I am firmly in this good soil. And yet, I can feel the harshness of the world on me. I can feel the sun blazing down in all of its heat. I can feel the anger of the world around me as things just continue still to go crazy. I can feel the worries of this world come at me, whether my son is going to be okay going into his next surgery, whether I'm going to make sure that opening up the church safely is going to be a good thing, All the worries and the cares and everything go on to me, and it can feel like the sun is beating down or that the thorns are choking me. I know I am firmly planted in that good soil, and yet all around me I wonder, when is... I feel like I'm just out to dry. I feel like with everything going on, the devil can just come and pick up my faith and eat it. It feels so small. It feels so tiny. But I remember that the sower is who is the person doing the action in the story. What I mean that is, when you look at a story, you look at who is doing the action, who is helping, who is driving it forward. And it's the sower. God's word goes out, and we heard it in the Old Testament, it will not return to him empty-handed. It will always succeed. Even though it's this wonderful mystery, God's word will always go out and succeed, and yet we can resist it. It's that weird dichotomy that I wish I could explain to you, but I can't. It's unexplainable. But I know what God is doing. God in love is still spreading his word. God in love is still speaking to us in many ways that we might not even know, in many ways that might be too small to hear. But God's love is out there in this world, and it is working. Like I said, it's been a year for my family and I. But when I can see God at work in within my son, Daniel. He was born with a terrible condition, hypoplastic left heart syndrome. And yet, he is whole and miraculous. I see him living and smiling and giggling and doing literally everything a little boy can do. I remember baptizing him. But I remember seeing him go to the hospital for his visits. And how people have come up and saying he's a living blessing of God. How this little guy is showing God's love by a testament to prayers from his people. A testament to the hands that God has given to surgeons and to doctors and to care workers, that this is a precious child. Throughout these many months of the COVID lockdown, I've had the pleasure of talking to so many people online. People who I never would have known otherwise from this experience. They've told me much about their lives, about how they wrestle with faith, how they wrestle with who God is. I've never met them in person, but they've seen our services. They've heard the videos on YouTube of Bible studies. And they come and they talk. And God's word goes out. And God's word is nothing less than this. That Jesus Christ, his only Son, came for you and for me. And that he has died for us. And he, for the forgiveness of all of our sins, and has been raised from the dead, so that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is God's word, the seed that grows in each and every one of us. And I know that it can be hard, that we can look out into the world and we can see all of the darkness surrounding us. I know it can be difficult to live in this world that might seem so hateful. But the blessing is that we have a God who is so magnanimous, so large and so all-encompassing that he liberally showers his love on the entire world. And even where it might not produce fruit, it still goes out. Even where it might not do something, it still is going out. And there's still God's work at hand. The parable of the sower can be seen and be used for many different things. It can be used for hopefulness in God's word, that it continues to bear fruit. Hopefulness for us that who are in Christ, who are in this good soil, produce something wonderful to their own ability. Some 100, some 60, some 30. It does not matter. For anyone who is established in God, who has been given his Holy Spirit through the waters of holy baptism, does produce good fruit through the works that God has given him to do in this world. There is confidence in that. There is wonderfulness in that. And there is also this wonderful thing that we know what Satan tries to do. We know he will come and try to take this away from us. We know that he will use the scorching heat to try to destroy us. We know that he will try to choke us with all the cares and the worries and the material things of this life. But we know that we are established in Christ, that we are rooted in him and growing in him. So I pray all of you will take this to heart, that you will continue to grow in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And we continue our confession, our service with the confession of the Apostles' Creed. We confess together, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We continue our worship with our gifts and offerings. Let us pray for the whole people of God and for Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Holy Lord, mighty God, you are the strength of the hills and the hope of the ends of the earth. Give to our hearts your perfect peace, that we may not be anxious nor live in fear, but rest all of our hopes, dreams, and desires upon your merciful goodness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Lord, mighty God, you send forth water upon the earth that it may bring forth abundant fruit and feed our bodies with all that we need. Help us to be wise and faithful in the use of the rich bounty of the earth, that the poor may be supplied, and that we never fail to give thanks to you for all you have given for us in this body and life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Lord, mighty God, your word will not return to you empty, but will accomplish your purpose in sending it. By your Holy Spirit, make our hearts good soil for your word to be planted, that we may give evidence of a sturdy faith and show forth in our lives the good works you have called us to do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Holy God, mighty Lord, you have given power to the nations and those who govern to act for the good of your people. Bless our President, the Congress, our Governor, and all those elected and appointed to lead us, that justice may prevail and your people may be free to live at peace with all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, mighty Lord, you know how weak and frail we are. Give to those afflicted in mind, body, or soul the fullness of your healing grace, that according to your will they may be restored to health. Hear us for all those suffering or recovering from the pandemic's ravages, for those who have requested our prayers, especially for Victoria Stocky, who is awaiting biopsy results, and for those we now name in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, mighty Lord, you have granted us great riches and gifts. Keep our hearts from being overburdened by the things of this mortal life, whether in time of plenty or in time of want. Deliver us from persecution and sustain us from all tribulation, that our hearts may be ever fixed upon the true treasure of your grace. Please accept the tithes and offerings we bring as part of our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for all of your goodness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In him, with him, and through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the union of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, both now and forevermore. Amen. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And receive the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you all his peace. Amen. Now go in that peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. As our word goes out from the church into the world, we sing our closing hymn asking, Almighty Father, bless the word.